You're listening to the self-guided tour of the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. Vincent Willem van Gogh was born March the 30th, 1853 in Groot-Zundert, son of a Dutch Protestant pastor. He was a moody young man who was easily bored, and by the age of 27 he had been in turn a salesman in an art gallery, a French tutor, a theological student, and an evangelist in Belgium. In 1886, Van Gogh went to Paris to live with his brother Theo van Gogh, an art dealer, and became familiar with the new art movements developing at the time. Here, Van Gogh began to experiment with the modern techniques that were popular at the time. In 1888, Van Gogh left Paris for southern France, where he painted scenes of the fields, the peasants, and lives typical of the people who lived in the countryside. During this period, living at Arles, he began to use the swirling brushstrokes and intense yellows, greens and blues associated with some of his most famous paintings, such as Bedroom at Arles and Starry Night. In his enthusiasm, he persuaded the painter Paul Gauguin, whom he had met earlier in Paris, to join him. After less than 2 months, they began to have violent disagreements, culminating in a quarrel in which Van Gogh wildly threatened Gauguin with a razor. That same night, in a fit of deep remorse brought on by his many mental problems, Van Gogh cut off part of his own ear. For a time he was in a hospital at Arles. He then spent a year in the nearby mental asylum of Saint-Rémy, working between repeated spells of madness. Finally, he left the mental asylum and lived for 3 months in a town called Auvers. Just after completing one of his most remarkable paintings, the ominous Crows in the Wheat Fields, he shot himself on July 27, 1890, and died 2 days later. During his life, Van Gogh wrote more than 700 letters to his brother Theo, and these letters give us a remarkable picture of how he approached his art, what he painted and when, and his state of mind. He left behind about 750 paintings and 160 drawings. He only ever sold one painting in his lifetime, but now his most famous works, such as Sunflowers, sell for millions of dollars. Press the number on the wall to hear about the works that you now see in front of you.